Welcome, everyone, to Music Junkies, a podcast about people sharing extraordinary stories about how music has impacted their lives.
Welcome, everyone, to Music Junkies. I am your host, Annette Smith. And today's guest is a mom of three boys. Could you imagine? Three boys. She loves to garden, dance, and of course, drink wine. Don't we all? That's so awesome. She's a host of a fantastic podcast called Mama Life. And I am so excited, Rose, to have you on the show today. So welcome to Music Junkies.
Oh my God. Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
So before we get started on all your crazy songs, I would love to know how your experience was putting your playlist together for me today.
Oh my God, it took me a while. It took me a while because I had to go through memory lane because, you know, I'm a mom of three boys. And for some reason, being a mom, I could never remember stuff. So it took me a while to remember each song and remember the moments behind them.
Yeah. So three boys, which one's your favorite? Depends on the day, right?
Depends on the day. Really depends on the day. I would go for my first, but my second one is sweet. It's between my first and second. But, you know, moms say they have no favorites, but, you know, really depends.
So how would you describe each of your sons? What makes them different?
Okay, my first one is the timid one. He's careful. He's very calculated. My second one thinks he's the oldest because he's always taking up for his brothers, trying to protect them. I think that's the middle child thing. I don't know. The third one is different. Oh, my God. He is the wild one. He likes to fight. He likes to boss people around. I think it's because he's a baby.
Yeah. And then he's got two older brothers to push him around, too.
Yes. Well, he pushes them around, which is funny to me.
I love it. We're going to get started on your first song. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. So the song is called You.
Oh my God.
I feel like it's like a romantic song. You might have like a romantic song story. What's your story behind that song?
Oh my God. It was before I met my husband. I think I was still staying at home. Me and this guy were in my room, and I guess he played this song, and we started, like, slow dancing to it. It made me smile just now because I remember that day, and I was like, I don't even know why I was slow dancing in my room with this guy. But it's so funny to me now because I'm like, I don't even remember the guy now, and we were just slow dancing to the song, probably because the song was romantic and we were in the moment, but I loved it, and it's my favorite song. That's why when you played it, I had this big smile on my face. Like, every time I remember a good song, that brings so much memories.
And then you don't even remember his name. He's going to hear this podcast. He's going to be like, oh, my God.
I don't remember his name, but the funny thing is, I remember the song, and I remember the moment.
That's all that matters. So was this elementary, high school, college? What was this?
I think it was college. It was college, definitely college.
What did you take in college?
Oh, God. I wanted to be a cardiologist, first of all. But it didn't work out because when we were doing that, I remember we were cutting something open, and I think I left for some odd reason. And the professor was like, you're supposed to take this seriously. Like, you're not supposed to laugh when you're, like, opening something open. When you're opening something, like, when you're cutting something open, you're not supposed to laugh. And so I just laugh because it's like a nervous mechanism. Like, when something happens, I just laugh. And yeah. So like, is this really for me? But then later on, I was like, this was what my parents wanted and not what I wanted. So I kind of switched my major to acting because that was more fun.
Yeah.
But I'm an actress now, and it turns out that I'm a medical assistant now. So I'm like, I probably did like medicine.
being in the room with the, you know, with the other nurses and everything, and you're doing an open heart surgery and you just start laughing, people might get a little nervous by that.
I know. And that's why I'm like a medical assistant, because I guess I can laugh with the patients and be friendly, and I don't have to worry about being in surgery and just laughing.
That's right. That's good. All right, next song.
Hey, baby, am I crazy? Or was you giving me the eye?
Punchdrunk Love.
Yes, that was when me and my husband first started dating in college at that same school that we met, which our meeting was kind of a funny story. Jesus. Oof. So... I don't know if you want to hear it.
I do want to hear it.
Okay, so when we first met, I had this prepaid phone. I don't know if anybody remembers having a prepaid phone, but I had to put minutes on my card. So we met, I gave him my number, and I think he said I never called back. But the thing is, my phone broke, and I couldn't call back. But then I forgot about him, and so... we lost touch for like a while until we crossed paths again. And so he was like, I guess you forgot about me. And I was like, well, my phone broke. And so I had to try to win him back all over again.
And how'd you win him back?
I think I gave him my phone number. I gave him my phone number. He called me and he was like, okay, do you want to come over? And before he could finish his sentence, I knew where his room was. I kind of had the password to the boys' dorm room. I don't know if that's a good thing or bad. So I walked up to his room. I knocked on his door. He opened it. I choked him, and we've been together ever since.
Did you say you choked him?
Yes, I did.
Can you elaborate on the choking?
I don't know. He opened the door, and for some odd unknown reason, I put my hand around his neck like I was trying to choke him, and I guess I caught him by surprise. And stayed in his room talking, and and that was it. And I never left. No, I literally never left, because I really stayed in his room.
You stayed in his room, and then how long? From like that first moment until you guys hooked up, was it that night? And then you've been together ever since?
He said it was like, it took 3 days.
That's all.
I kept arguing with him. I was like, it did not take 3 days, because in my mind, I was celibate. And I was like, I would not break it. It did not take 3 days. But you know what? I think it did take 3 days.
And then how long did it take you guys to get married?
It took years, actually. Yeah, it took quite... It's like, we got married in 2014 and we met in 2009.
Okay. Did he do this amazing proposal for you?
No.
I feel like we're kindred spirits.
Oh, my God. Like, okay, so we were living together by the time, and then I was washing dishes and putting his clothes away. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to keep doing this if we're not going to, you know, going to get married or something. Because I'm like, washing your clothes, cooking, and doing all the stuff wives are supposed to do. And I guess he was thinking about it for a while, and he already had the ring, and I didn't know. And so he just got on his knees and was like, will you just marry me? And I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, Well, but, you know, at least he handed you the ring. My husband just was like, I think you deserve this. It's been 10 years. Right? So he was super romantic, but he had to make it up for me. We went to Iceland probably, I don't know, maybe 8-9 years ago. And he re-proposed because the proposal was...
That's romantic.
Yeah. I deserve that. We deserve that.
That's so romantic.
All right, next song. So enough crying.
Oh my God, I used to blast this song all the time in my room. I don't even know why, but back in my days when I used to love doing karaoke by myself in my room, I used to blast this song and just start singing along to it. Like, it's a good song. I think I did that once after one of my breakups, which was a weird breakup. It was really weird.
Oh, tell me.
Oh my God. So, you know, I was going to tell you. So I was with this guy for, I don't know how long. I don't think it was that long. So I was a virgin. And I think that he did break my virginity. And I think, like, I think I forced it because I pushed him on the bed. And I'm like, you're going to take this. Because I was like 20-something. And I was like, okay, I gotta break this virginity somehow. And so we started dating. And I think he broke up with me because he said all I wanted was sex, which that was a ridiculous reason. I mean, I like going to the movies too. But maybe he was right. But what guy gets mad at that?
Yeah. Who cares if you just want to use them for sex?
Oh my God. That's why he broke up with me. And I was like, that's the most ridiculous reason. And that's why I started listening to this song. And I guess that's why I became like celibate until I found the right guy.
Yeah. And then you choked that guy and you married him. So it makes total sense.
Yes. Who knew that he liked crazy girls? I'm like, it's remarkable.
And that last guy, let's go back to that last guy. Because honestly, you're a virgin. No virgins are like pushing you down on the bed to have like to get this over with, right? I don't think there's a lot of stories out there on the girl side of things where we're like, just please take this away from me. So the fact that you wanted to actually do that and we're still a virgin is like, this guy maybe need to get his head checked. Like there's something wrong there.
Yes, because that could be very aggressive.
Best thing that a guy wants with a girl that's a virgin, let's be honest.
I know. I guess he went to the other things. So I was like, his lost.
That's right, his lost. So when you were growing up, did you have a teen crush on any artists or actors or anything out there? Who is your love?
Oh my God, I used to love Ludacris. I used to crush on Ludacris. That used to be my love because of the braids.
Yeah?
Yes, because of the braids.
Did you ever write him a letter or reach out to him?
No, I should have.
You should.
I should have.
Now with Instagram, we can do that anytime.
Oh my God, but I don't know if he'll write back though. Plus, I look weird.
So you said you love karaoke. What's your favorite go-to karaoke song now?
Oh my goodness. I got so many. Okay, so right now, if I were to sing some karaoke song, what would it be? It'd probably be one of Mary J. Blige's songs because her songs are so like, or Britney Spears. Definitely Britney Spears. Hit Me Baby One More Time or Lucky. I love Lucky.
I love it. Hit Me Baby One More Time makes sense for the story so far that you've been sharing, for sure. I love it. All right, next song. I love this song.
Come on.
Good old Beyonce and Halo.
Yes. Oh my God. So this song. So that was when I finally decided to like let all my walls down with my husband. When we first started dating, like tell him everything about myself because, well, when we first met, let me tell you, I don't know why, but I lied about my age. So.
How bad?
Bad.
So you were 13, but
no, listen.
13 or like how bad?
We were in college, so my husband was like 3 years younger than me.
Oh,
yes. So he's 34 now, and I'm 36. Well, he's 33. I'm 36. He's gonna be 34, and I'm gonna turn 37 in December. So what I did was that I pretended that I was his age. And in my mind, I was like, if he falls in love with me, I could just tell him the truth and he can't fall out of love with me. So
how did that story go? How did that conversation go when you finally told him?
Oh, my God. So that plan backfired on me because he got his tickets to go to New York. So for the tickets, he needed my license. So he could get the plane tickets and everything and set everything up because that's what he does. He's like a planner. And so I didn't want to give him my license. So I think I picked a fight with him. And after everything, after we're going back and forth, I was like, okay, I lied about my age. Because he wouldn't give in and he was like, we're going to New York. So you're going to have to give me your ID.
You're making him nervous. He's like, what could she be lying about if she doesn't want a driver's license?
And it was just my age. He was like, come on, you lied about your age? Really?
I love it. When you were growing up, was there a song that you absolutely loved and you played it over and over and over again, but your parents couldn't stand it?
My parents were at work half of the time.
Okay.
But the song that, because we used to live in apartments, but the song that got on a neighbor's nerves, where I used to play like Tupac all the time. I used to blast it with the door open, mind you, and we lived in the apartments. So the front door would be open. I don't know what was in my mind, like I was thinking nobody would come and rob me. The front doors would be wide open. I'll be blasting the music.
So I know you love to dance because I see you dancing all the time.
Yes.
So do you know how to break dance or did you take dance at all growing up or you just love to dance?
To tell you the truth, I can't dance to save my life, but I just like to move with the music. And one day, like, I was like, I'm just going to go for it. Like, I'm just going to put some music on and I'm just going to dance. I'm not going to care how I look. I'm just going to do it. And it's been fun. Like, it's great exercise. I love it.
I love it. So where did your podcast idea come from? How did it get started?
So when my second one was born, I think I was at home and I was bored, actually. And my husband was like, why don't you make a blog? I was like, well, maybe no one would read it. So, and then he was like, well, what about a podcast? You know, people could just, you know, listen to it. And I was like, well, what if nobody listens? And then he was like, who cares? And so, I decided to record one episode on Anchor. I think I got like probably 5 listeners. And then I was like, oh, people are really listening. And so I just decided to go for it, only because I know that there are moms out there who has kids, who just had babies, who's home just like me. And I just wanted to be relatable because my baby was crying in the background.
So what is your podcast about?
It's just about my life as a mom, like my goals, what I've been through. Like, literally all my episodes are like my stories, and like my first season was literally about me and everything that's going on. Like, when my baby was crying in the background, I was talking about how stressed I was and how I couldn't take it. And at one point, I was talking about how every mom doesn't have to be perfect. It's just about parenting.
I love it.
I just want everybody to get something from it.
Yeah, and I think your podcast is very real and relatable. You know, it's not polished, which I love. That's what I love most about your podcast, is that it's not polished. It's real, right? And it's authentic. And you're just being yourself, which makes it very relatable. So I love your podcast, and I love all the little things that you do on Instagram, and it's super fun. And you can tell that not only are you a good mom, but you can tell that you have a lot of fun. And I love that.
Thank you. And you have to. Oh my God, especially with 3 boys, they'll drive you up the walls. I think the time when they go to bed and I just put my music on and I could dance or do whatever, that's when I feel like the most relaxed.
I agree. All right, next song.
It's a hard knock life for us. It's a hard knock life for us.
Instead of treated,
we get tricked.
Nothing like listening to Annie, right? I love that song. I haven't heard that song forever.
You know what? This is my favorite movie.
It is?
Yes. I love Annie. Oh my God. I used to have the VHS. I used to watch it all over and just sing along to the songs. This song reminds me of that one time in elementary school. Was it elementary school?
I was in the elementary school. Well, I don't know.
Not elementary, Annie. School. I think it was high school. The one time in high school, I got cast by the drama teacher to be in the play. And I wasn't Annie. But I don't know who I was, but I was so like overacting and over dramatic. And I remember me trying to sing that song and everybody looking at me like, she knows she can't sing, right? But I was just singing it at the top of my lungs and just being all over dramatic. Like, I didn't think I could have been an actress anyways, because I overact.
So are you acting right now?
No.
No. But do you want to be an actress?
I used to, but then I was like, I don't think I can. First of all, when my husband was like, you can't even take direction well, so you probably won't make it.
That's so funny.
I really can't.
Where did your nickname come from? Was it something that you gave yourself, or is that just something that your friends call you?
Rosie the Haitian Mama?
Yeah.
I gave myself that when I created my podcast, because I was like, it was original.
Yeah.
And if I hit it with that introduction, like, nobody has that. So everybody's going to remember me by that name. And I just stuck to it. And plus, I'm Haitian, so it's only right.
That's right. It's only right. So do you have any big fears, things that scare you in life?
Jumping off planes.
Yeah, I'm with you there. That would take a lot. I honestly feel like I would need to wear a diaper.
If oh my God.
Off out of an airplane, and I'd have to do tandem because he would have to like pick me up to even get me out of the airplane.
Oh my God, I'll be shaking so hard. And hills scare me. I hate big hills.
Like just walking down them or just looking at them?
Either one, because I remember I was born in Haiti. So I remember when I was like a little, when I was a baby, no, not a baby, but when I was a toddler going to school with some kids or something, they kind of pushed me and I rolled down a hill.
Oh, wow.
I know. I mean, it wasn't bad. It's just I just remember that moment and I'm like, I hate hills. Like,
yeah, it's not an awesome memory and a good reason to hate hills for sure. Did you break any bones?
Oh, no, I didn't break any bones. But my mom was like, from now on, she's taking me to school. So. And then we came here and there was no hills. And I was like, thank God.
What is one thing that your mom taught you growing up?
Hard work and dedication and she works so hard. Like, she caters to my father like anyone's business, and how to treat your husband, probably. Because she will tell me when she comes over and she doesn't see me take out food for my husband, she will tell me to get my butt up and just do it.
Wow. And what is one thing that you learned from your dad?
My dad is the most, he works so hard. Like, I remember just hard work in general because he doesn't quit. Like, some days he just works and works and works and just keep working. Like, I remember one time because he had this tumor in his brain. So he was like sick a lot, but he still went to work. And I think he was like sleeping in like in one of the little closets and stuff because he works at a hotel. Yeah. But he was still working, which was, I'm like, oh my God, like, you should have just taken the day off since you didn't feel good.
But he didn't. And he has a good work ethic, and that's where you got it from.
Yes.
Me too. I think that my grandparents had like an amazing work ethic, and I think I got that from them. Hard work, go to work. It's hard for me to sit still, right? It's hard for me to just kind of sit there and relax. I always want to be doing something.
You're telling me, because me being a stay-at-home mom right now, sitting still, not working, it's been a transition.
Yeah, I bet. All right, next song.
But I don't understand why. See, it's burning me to hold on to this. I know this is something I gotta do, but that don't mean I want to.
So, Usher.
Okay, this is not a breakup song. Not a breakup memory at all. I love this song. I used to sing it, but I remember one particular moment where I was in my parents' room just singing it constantly, only because it was prom night and I couldn't go to the prom because I wasn't allowed to go to the prom. So this was like, I remember it because I was so sad about not going to the prom. And so I just played this song and just started singing it. So.
So why I was allowed to go to prom?
My father is very strict. And the prom just didn't sound like something that he wanted me to go to because he was like, it was going to be at a hotel and he didn't know what I was doing. So he just, no prom. I didn't even go to grad night, so.
Wow. So you grew up in a pretty, would you say it was a strict household?
Yes, it was.
Did you sneak out lots because it was strict?
For some reason, I didn't sneak out. I stayed in my room, actually. Most of the time, I'm in my room probably listening to music, singing, trying to make up dances.
I remember doing that. I love doing that.
Oh my God. And trying to write poetry and write little stories. I just kind of stay in my room.
Do you have a really embarrassing moment that you could share with us?
Oh, yes.
I love it.
Oh my God. Okay. So it was high school. It was the last day of school. I remember there were like, it was like streamers. They were doing the whipped cream and stuff. They were throwing whipped creams on each other. I don't know why. They're just spraying each other with whipped cream, you know, high school stuff, last day of school stuff. I don't know why they did it. So here I am, me and my best friend. I was telling the boys behind us not to do that because they'll get in trouble. I was like, don't do that. You'll get in trouble. And my best one was like, you know what, Rose? Just stop. You don't have to tell them what to do. It's okay. And I was like, no, like they have to stop. And so one of the boys sprayed me in the face with all over with the whipped cream. And then and sprays my best friend because here's my best friend trying to save me. Like she threw me, she tried to throw me out of the way. And I think I couldn't see a thing. And so I think I slipped and fell in front of everybody.
Oh. With whipped cream on your face.
Yes, with whipped cream on my face.
That is awful.
I know.
Oh, high school. Those high school days.
Yes.
Next song. So the song's called Walking Away.
Yes, Craig Davis. Oh my God. Whew. So, yeah. So this song reminds me of the time where I used to, once again, be in my room. But it reminds me of the time where I used to think I was a playwright for some odd reason. So I used to write so many plays. It's not even funny. And I used to like talk to myself and just try to reenact them when I wrote them. So that's what this song reminds me of, because in one of my plays, I kind of put this song at the end, kind of played it in my head, and it went right with the story. And then when you told me to think of songs, I was like, you know what? This song is good because I remember when I used to write.
Do you still write?
No, actually, I don't. I mean, I could if I wanted to, because I have like a great imagination. Is not even funny, but I choose to.
You should get back to it. Like if you could write a play, geez, I have a hard time writing a paragraph, for crying out loud. I'm awful writer. And then you would have to do like spell check 75 times on my spelling, and it's horrific. It's a bad go. I was never a writer, that's for sure.
You know what? Like, I didn't really worry about spell check. I think all my characters talk like me. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm just not going to check it on the spelling, because sometimes I missay words and mispronounce words. It's just me.
That's right. I do, too. Do you have any pet peeves, Rose? Things that drive you absolutely crazy that other people do?
Oh, my God. What is it? People chewing with their mouths open.
Oh.
Or smacking when they're chewing gum.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
In the face when they do that.
Or just chewing when there's nothing in their mouths.
It's chewing on their tongue for no reason. It's kind of weird. Yeah. What's one thing that you love to do as a family?
We just love to go out. We love to go on trips, because now my kids love our little away houses, as they call it, because my husband always rent houses when we go out. So we love to go on trips, especially trips to the beach. So, yeah, we love going out.
Love that. What is one of your favorite childhood memories?
My favorite child. You know what? I don't have none.
Yeah, you were in your room a lot.
I was not a lot. You know, I literally wasn't allowed to go out because my dad watched America's Most Wanted. That's like the show to watch if you're an overprotective parent.
Yeah. It will make you lock up your kids for sure.
And I was like, yeah, I was in my room a lot. So I didn't really have a best moment. Well, except when my sister kissed the TV once. I mean, that was the highlight.
Who was on the TV that she kissed?
It was, we were watching Showtime at the Apollo. For some reason, I love music shows. We were watching Showtime at the Apollo, and she saw this cute guy walk on the stage, and then she stood up and she kissed the TV, and I was like, wow.
Oh my goodness, that's awesome. All right, next song. So Mariah Carey, Hero.
Oh my gosh, this song. So in middle school, we were auditioning for Cars. I don't know why they picked this song for us to audition with, but they did. And me knowing I can't sing, I stood in line, like the line was long. So I stood in line. I think I knew all the lyrics to the song, but then again, I couldn't sing. And then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go for it.
And how'd you do?
I didn't get in, but you know what? I tried. I sung it, but it was not Mariah Carey that came out. It was
what singer came out? Not Mariah Carey. What singer came out?
It was just Rose trying to sing Mariah Carey. Like trying. I didn't even hit the note right. I just remember everybody in the
like going back to that situation. I feel like I gotta change the subject. So what's your favorite part of a man?
Wait, what?
What's your favorite part of a man?
Oh God.
You can say it if it's that.
Actually it is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's nothing wrong.
Well, I like a smile. I like a personality. But I don't know, I just like penis.
I like the penis. Have you ever faked orgasm before?
No, actually, no. And I actually, okay, so me and my husband, like when we have like sex, I used to like not ever have one. It's, I don't know if it's bad or good, I don't know. But then he found a way, and then I've been having like the best ever since.
So he put some work into it.
Oh my God, like he did it. He did it, and it felt so good. Like I felt like I was reborn again. Like it felt so good.
That's a good thing. So no faking of the orgasm because the husband put some work in to find.
Oh my God. Perfect. Yes. No faking at all. He's good.
Do you have any big deal breakers in a relationship? Like if your husband did blank, what would, and it would be over?
If he cheats. That's my deal breaker.
Have you ever been cheated on before?
I think I've done a cheating. I have no, I haven't. I really haven't. No, it was just all me. No, I really haven't.
You were the bad one, right?
I was the bad one.
Next song. That's how you like it, huh? That's how you like it, huh? That's how I like it, baby. That's how you like it, huh? That's how. pretty obvious that's how you like it, right?
So this song is actually my husband and I's song, only because he's from Queens, like he's from New York, and I'm here in Florida. Like, I'm not from Florida, I'm from Haiti, but it's like I'm in Florida and it's the South and he's from the North. And so I was like, you know what, that's our song, like that's us. And I used to put our names in this song, like seriously, when I used to sing it.
So you were Beyonce and he was Jay-Z?
Yes, he was. I was Beyonce. But then I was like, better off being Rose because it's me.
So Rose, I want you to picture that you're a stripper. Do you have a really good stripper name that you think that you would go by?
Miss Delicious, because...
No, I want to know why. I'm curious. You can't just throw something like that out. We have to know why.
Okay. That was my, like, Tugo name. You remember MySpace? When I used to have MySpace, that used to be my name. Miss Delicious. Way. Yes. That used to be my name. And I came out with this name because I was like, I couldn't be tamed or something. I don't know why. Some stupid thing. I'm like, I can't be tamed, or I can't be controlled, and I'm tasty. And I just stuck to this name because I'm delicious, I guess.
I love it. We're coming down to your last song, which I think is crazy. That seems so quick. But before I get to your last song, I just want you to kind of share with a little bit about your podcast, where we can find you, what the name of the podcast is, you know, for everybody can stalk you and send you dick pics or whatever they need to do these days.
I'm not, because my husband stalks my Instagram. So my podcast is called Mama Life, of course, and you can find it on Apple, Spotify, and Anchor, and also Google Podcasts if you guys have that. I don't know. But yes, main places, Apple, Spotify, Anchor, everywhere. So, and you can also find me on Instagram, Mama Life Plus 3.
I love it. All right, last song of the night. Let's do it. Like a Boy.
Oh my God, I love this song. And the only reason why I put it on there is because I remember one time in my room, when I was back at home at my parents' house, I blasted that song and I tried to make a dance to it. I could never get it right. And I kept like rewinding it and trying to see the videos and trying to see how they do their little dance steps. And I was just doing it all over again. And I think I was wearing like baggy clothes and trying to be just like the video and stuff. And that was why I put it, is because I wanted to do the exact dances they do on that song.
So how long did you practice for? Like days and days?
Oh yeah, it was days, but I never got it.
I know. I feel like some of the moves, I'm like, I'm going to throw my back out if I do this. Can't we just... How to twerk?
You know what? Yes, I can.
Because isn't twerking really a Haiti dance in a sense?
Oh, it's compa. Yes, it's called, the music is called compa, but yeah, you're like, it's kind of like you're twerking.
Yeah.
But your hips, yeah.
Your hips don't lie. I love it. Well, thank you for joining us today on Music Junkies. But before I let you go, Can you leave our listeners some words of wisdom from Rose?
Words of wisdom. Don't forget to have fun. Life is too short.
I agree. Thank you again so much for joining us today. It was a pleasure. Thank you for sharing your stories and being real and raw and open. I appreciate that so much.
Oh my God, you're welcome. And I had a blast.
I love it. Please like, follow, subscribe to Music Junkies. I will put all of Rose's stuff out there when I'm promoting the show so you can like, follow, and subscribe to her show and follow her and stalk her and don't send her dick pics. Thanks for listening today. Hope you enjoyed the show. New episodes out every Monday. Please share with a friend and subscribe because you want to. And like me because you like me. Leave a comment so we can connect. And if you have a great playlist and you want to share, I'd love to have you on the show. Please reach out to me on Instagram at The Music Junkies Podcast. Thanks for listening today. Hope you enjoyed the show. New episodes out every Monday. Please share with a friend and subscribe because you want to. And like me because you like me. Leave a comment so we can connect. And if you have a great playlist and you want to share, I'd love to have you on the show. Please reach out to me on Instagram at The Music Junkies Podcast.